Press Review on Radio Yulm.
Welcome back, everyone, here on Radio Yulm. This is Press Review. I'm Niccolo, directing and speaking. Today with me, there is also Sevi.
Hi, everyone.
Today, we're going to tackle the news from the most important newspapers. It's 9:42, the 27th of November. And let's hear what news we're going to talk
about. Yes, Niccolo, let's start. So today we're going to talk about Israel, Hezbollah ceasefire after the 14-month-year-old war going on. Trump's tariffs on goods from Canada, Mexico, and China. We're going also to talk about Salvini injunctions for a strike and the doubling of tariffs in Italian parties, and as well as Champions Leagues for sport. We're also going to tackle nice news such as Thanksgiving in the USA, and also about Italian news, getting deeper in Italian news.
If you want to send us a message, you can do it on WhatsApp and Instagram. Follow us on our social network, Instagram and TikTok. If you want to write to us on WhatsApp, the number is
331-1438-923. If you have any other inquiries, please let us know. And we're here to give you today's news. Again, directing, there's Niccolò speaking. This is the first time for us. And thank you, and please stay tuned.
We're stopping for the break. Don't go. And welcome back. So let's start with comparing on the first pages, Corriere della Sera, with cut on the rise fee tensions and funds to the parties. Lebanon stop to the war. We are definitely going to talk about that. Milano.
Yes, of course. And then we're going to compare it with the La Repubblica in Beirut truce and under the bombs. So basically, after 2 months of open war between the Israel army and the Lebanese organization Hezbollah, the truce has announced was announced by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after the United States proposal was approved. And now we're going to see how the situation will evolve in a few minutes.
And then after Corriere della Repubblica, New York Times, Israeli ministers approve a truce with Hezbollah. Moving on, Il Resto del Carlino, strike, fight on the injunction, Milan guerrilla on the banlieue. Also, Il Fatto Quotidiano talks about that. And then La Stampa,
yes.
Parties, funds doubled, comes the stop from the Quirinale.
Also, we're going to move on with the topic, talking about La Stampa and the Financial Times, talking about U.S. politics. Mexico, Canada, and China, Trump's tariffs blackmail, with the title from La Stampa, while the Financial Times title is Trading Partners Warn on of damage to U.S. as Trump pledges punitive tariffs. The situation of the U.S. is that Donald Trump has said that he intends to levy tariffs of 25% on U.S. imports from Canada and Mexico, and an extra 10% tariff on Chinese goods in retaliation for illegal immigration and drug trafficking.
And then Champions League, La Gazzetta dello Sport. Inter ahead, Milan, breakthrough, Atalanta, beautiful. Corriere dello Sport, Inter and Gasp, Inzaghi, first, Leao wakes up Milan. Tutto Sport, instead, Weah against Villarreal, he's the attacker of the match. We are stopping for a little break, so watch out, because on Radio Yulm, there is Ermal Meta with Fabrizio Moro. Non mi avete fatto niente. We are stopping for a little break, and then we'll see you again.
Al Cairo non lo sanno che ore sono adesso. Il sole sulla Rambla oggi non è lo stesso. In Francia c'è un concerto, la gente si diverte. Qualcuno canta forte, qualcuno grida a morte. A Londra piove sempre, ma oggi non fa male. Il cielo non fa sconti, neanche un funerale. A Nizza il mare rosso di fuochi e di vergogna. Di gente sull'asfalto e sangue nella fogna.
E questo corpo enorme che noi chiamiamo terra, ferito nei suoi organi dall'Asia all'Inghilterra. Galassie di persone disperse nello spazio, ma quello più importante è lo spazio. spazio di un abbraccio, di madri senza figli, di figli senza padri, di volti illuminati come muri senza quadri, minuti di silenzio spezzati da una voce, non mi avete fatto niente.
Non mi avete fatto niente, non mi avete tolto niente, questa è la mia vita che va avanti, oltre tu.
Sui tappeti, le chiese e le moschee, gli imam e tutti i preti, ingressi separati della stessa casa, miliardi di persone che sperano in qualcosa,
braccia senza mani, facce senza nomi, scambiamoci la pelle, in fondo siamo umani, perché la nostra vita non è un punto di vista e non esiste bomba pacifista.
Non mi avete fatto niente, non mi avete tolto niente, questa è la mia vita che va avanti, oltre tutto, oltre la gente. Non mi avete fatto niente, non avete avuto niente, perché tutto va oltre le vostre inutili guerre. Le vostre inutili guerre.
Cadranno i grattacieli, le metropolitane, i muri di contrasto alzati per il pane, ma contro ogni terrore che ostacola il cammino, il mondo si rialza col sorriso di un bambino, col sorriso di un bambino,
col sorriso di un bambino.
This was Non mi avete fatto niente from Ermal Meta and Fabrizio Moro here on Radio Yulm. This is Press Review. I'm Nicolo, and today with me there is Savi. We decided to choose this song particularly because one of the most important news of today is the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah.
Yes, Nicola, you're right. Israel, Hezbollah ceasefire comes into force with Biden insisting on permanent cessation of hostilities. There's a report on highly anticipated ceasefire aimed to an ending after the 14-month-old war between Israel and Hezbollah that officially came into effect. Hezbollah says that they don't really want to ceasefire yet, but Israel is ready to position itself to withdraw. The Israeli army warned soon after the ceasefire that it began that the residents of South Lebanon should not approach Israel Defense Forces position and villages its forces had ordered to be evacuated. And however, the roads leading from Beirut to South Lebanon were filled with traffic. Hezbollah at the Amal political movement issued guidelines for residents who wanted to return in their village south of Litani River, though the Lebanese army told residents of border villages not to return yet, as Israeli forces had not withdrawn from the villages. Moving on with the news of today, also we're talking about Trump's ups and the anti-tariffs, vowing massive taxes on goods from Mexico and Canada and China.
Yeah, in fact, the president-elect Donald Trump on Monday promised massive hikes in tariffs on goods coming from Mexico, Canada and China. We're talking about 25% from Mexico and Canada's goods and an additional 10% on China's. Starting on the first day of his administration, a policy that could sharply increase costs for American businesses and consumers. The move, Trump said, will be in retaliation for illegal immigration and crime and drugs coming across the border.
Yes, you're right. Also, the Canada and China have answered to this Trump's tariffs, and they said that the prime minister said that this is a relationship that he knows it would take certain amount of working on, and that will do, while Mexican president said that one terrorist will follow, another in response, and so on, until we put a common business at risk, while China hasn't spoken yet, but they decided to keep their present strong relationship and represent global peace and stability.
Yeah, and Justin Trudeau, who's the Canadian president, also had a call with Trump suggesting that this decision might affect both economies. And also, all these countries are now, like I'm talking about Mexico, Canada, and China, are deciding what to do in response.
Yeah,
of course.
For now, the only tariffs that went up were the motors one, and they hurt the motor industry. So let's see how the situation will evolve.
Absolutely. Talking about Champions League now, so let's open a window on sport. Last night, Italian matches, Inter, Atalanta, and also Milan. Three out of three, Inter won against 1-0 against Lipsia, thanks to an own goal from the team from Austria, and now is leading the table. Tonight, Juventus against Aston Villa, and Bologna, last goal against Lille. They still need to score one goal, and they are far away from the qualification position. In fact, they only reached 1 point in four games. Instead, Milan, Juventus, Inter, and Atalanta are all running for the direct qualification, which stands between the first eight places. So tonight, let's watch out the games to see how everything will develop.
We're so excited by the game for tonight. It's so exciting. So let's talk about Italian news. About the Italian news of today. So the Italian Presidencies of the Republic has raised concerns over the proposal to double the funds allocated to political parties through the due per mille, translated to 4,000 in the context of this fiscal decree. The Quirinale stated that such measure would not be compatible with existing fiscal and financial regulations. For it to proceed, they have to do an ad hoc reform that has to be required, and the current framework does not allow for such change without legal complication. This caution highlights the complexities involved in fiscal reforms, which also include delays on implementing other aspects of the new tax system for 2024. So what happened was that political parties decided to have to double their funds, but the government decided to check up on this regulation and see what the situation will evolve.
We're stopping for another little break before the conclusion of our episode. See you later.
Amazing jingle. This is new. So thanks for today's press review. For listening to today's press review, at the directing was Nicola, and also speaking,
hi everyone,
I'm Sevi, and please call if you have any inquiries. Please call the number 311-331-1438923, and also follow our socials and our website of Radio Yulm. Stay tuned.
This was everything for today. It's 9:56. And stay tuned for the other episodes of today. Bye.
Press review on Radio Yulm.